These are the 6 p.m. observations for Thursday, November 6th. At Ashland, it was fair. The temperature was 45 degrees, and the relative humidity 45%. The wind was southeast at 3 miles per hour. The pressure was 29.69 inches and falling. At La Pointe, it was cloudy. The temperature was 46 degrees, and the relative humidity 50%. The wind was southeast at 8 miles per hour. The pressure was 29.69 inches and falling. Around the area, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 42 at Ironwood, 44 at Phillips, and 46 at Superior. It was fair, with a temperature of 47 at Hayward, and 48 at Siren. Elsewhere in Wisconsin, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 50 at Eau Claire, 51 at Madison, and 51 at Milwaukee. It was fair, with a temperature of 48 at Rice Lake, 44 at Medford, 41 at Rhinelander, and 46 at Green Bay. Across the region, it was cloudy. It was 41 at Duluth, and 52 at Minneapolis. And now a look at the marine observations around Western Lake Superior for 6 p.m., Thursday, November 6th. The report from Devil's Island was not available. At Rock of Ages, the wind was east at 20 knots and the temperature was 41 degrees. At the Silver Bay Harbor, the wind was calm and the temperature was 44 degrees. At Port Wing, the wind was east at 2 knots and the temperature was 45 degrees. At Saxon Harbor, the wind was south at 7 knots and the temperature was 46 degrees. Once again around the Ashland area, temperatures were between 45 and 46 degrees. At La Pointe, it was cloudy. At Ashland, it was fair. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station KZZ 78 Ashland. Operating on a frequency of 162.525 MHz, from a transmitter located at the Wisconsin Educational Communications Facility. This broadcast serves the residents of the south shore of Lake Superior, as well as marine interests on western Lake Superior. This program originates from the National Weather Service Office in Duluth, Minnesota. And now your local forecast. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of rain this evening, then a chance of sprinkles after midnight. Not as cool with lows in the mid-30s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southwest after midnight. Gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of rain 20%. Friday, cloudy. A chance of rain in the morning, then snow showers likely with a chance of rain showers in the afternoon. Patchy fog in the afternoon. Little or no snow accumulation. Highs around 40. Temperature falling into the mid-30s in the afternoon. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 70%. Friday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of snow showers in the evening. Little or no snow accumulation. Much cooler with lows around 20. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow 30%. Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-30s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow showers. Little or no snow accumulation. Lows 16 to 22. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. A 50% chance of snow showers. Highs around 30. Sunday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of snow showers, mainly in the evening. Lows 18 to 23. Chance of snow 40%. Monday and Monday night, mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-30s. Lows around 20. Veterans Day through Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 40s. Lows in the upper 20s. Thursday, mostly sunny. Highs around 40. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for portions of northeast Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin. For this afternoon and tonight, up to an inch of snow is possible in the higher terrain of the Arrowhead tonight. And now the extended outlook for the period Friday through Wednesday, there is a 50 to 80% chance for at least an inch of lake effect snowfall over portions of Ashland and Iron counties Saturday evening into Sunday night. Spotter information statement, Skywarn spotter activation will not be needed tonight. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for portions of Lake Superior and the nearshore waters of western Lake Superior. For this afternoon and tonight, gusty southerly winds may create hazardous conditions for small craft around Grand Portage and from the Apostle Islands east to Saxon Harbor this evening. Small craft advisories are in effect. And now the extended outlook for the period Friday through Wednesday. Strong northerly winds and waves to around 4 feet will create hazardous conditions for small craft for portions of the North Shore and from the Apostle Islands east to Saxon Harbor Friday into Friday evening. Small craft advisories are in effect. Additional periods of gusty winds may lead to conditions hazardous to small craft late Saturday into early Monday. The Ashland Climate Summary for this evening, as of 4 p.m., November 6, 2025. Today's high temperature was 46 degrees and the low 19 degrees. The normal high temperature for tomorrow is 44 degrees, and the normal low is 28. The record high for tomorrow is 70, and the record low is minus 2. Sunset tonight is at 4:41 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow is at 6:55 a.m. The forecast for Lake Superior waters beyond 5 nautical miles ashore on western Lake Superior. Late this afternoon, southeast winds 10 to 20 knots. A chance of showers. Waves calm to 2 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 10 to 20 knots backing north late. A chance of rain showers. Waves building to 2 to 4 feet, then subsiding to calm to 2 feet. Friday, north winds 15 to 25 knots increasing to 20 to 30 knots by late morning, then diminishing to 15 to 25 knots by mid-afternoon. A chance of rain showers, possibly mixed with snow. Waves building to 3 to 6 feet, occasionally to 8 feet, then subsiding to 2 to 4 feet. Friday night, north winds 10 to 20 knots diminishing to 5 to 15 knots by midnight. Waves subsiding to calm to 2 feet. Saturday, northwest winds 5 to 15 knots increasing to 10 to 20 knots in the afternoon. Waves calm to 2 feet. Now for the marine forecast for waters within 5 nautical miles ashore on western Lake Superior from Port Wing to Bayfield to Saxon Harbor, Wisconsin, and the outer Apostle Islands. Small craft advisory in effect until midnight Central Standard Time tonight for Oak Point to Saxon Harbor, Wisconsin, and the outer Apostle Islands. Small craft advisory in effect from Friday morning through Friday evening for Oak Point to Saxon Harbor, Wisconsin, and the outer Apostle Islands. Tonight, south wind at 10 to 15 knots with gusts to around 25 knots becoming west with gusts to around 20 knots after midnight. Chance of rain in the evening, then chance of sprinkles after midnight. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Friday, north wind 15 to 20 knots with gusts to around 25 knots. Patchy fog in the morning. Chance of rain in the morning, then slight chance of rain showers and snow showers in the afternoon. Waves 3 to 5 feet. Friday night, north wind 10 to 15 knots with gusts to around 20 knots easing to 5 knots after midnight. Partly cloudy. Waves 2 to 4 feet subsiding to 1 to 2 feet after midnight. Saturday, northwest wind 5 to 10 knots. Gusts up to 20 knots in the afternoon. Partly sunny. Waves 1 foot or less. The current time is 6:43 p.m. Central Standard Time.